The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Today is Election Day. And yesterday at this time, I think we had the chance to talk about election anxiety and how some people have been really just kind of how they've been feeling towards this election. And I've never been a person where I enjoyed talking politics. Mm-hmm. It's not really in my DNA, but some of my friends are that way. And they've ruined every casual dinner I have ever been to with them. You know, and to
you always need that one guy to ruin everything, you know.
Time and a place, and that's just not them. But out of all the days, especially, to have a voice heard, today would be that day. And it's important how you choose to use it, because ultimately, I mean, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Your vote can affect all of us. And we have a woman by the name of Stacy on the phone who texted us yesterday. Let's go over to Stacy, who has a few things she wants to share with us when it comes to voting in the election today. Hi, good morning, Stacy.
What up, Stace?
So I messaged you guys yesterday, when you guys were talking about election anxiety, because like, I feel like so many of my friends, including myself, like have no idea who just all these governors and like county elected officials even are.
Well, we kind of said that yesterday too. I mean, like, there are so many signs and ads running right now for people, and Moose was like, I don't even know who this is. I'm like, Ed's on the screen right now. I don't know who Ed is. Ed White.
Well, it's overwhelming because there's so much research you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility.
Exactly. It's just like you can't possibly expect people to know what all of, you know, what they stand for and what their policies are. It's just there's so many of them.
Oh, some do. Yeah. A lot of people know exactly who does what and what their policies
are. She goes, it's impossible.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. And like my friends and I, like we really only went to vote for Kamala Harris. But then like, you know, we're like actually at the polls and they're just asking you to vote for all these people that I've never heard of. And so like, you know, we all just like agreed. We all just like vote for like whatever name we like the best. And like,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's scary for a lot of people to hear right now, I'm sure.
No, that's definitely jarring.
I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, like, I think the main goal is to vote for the right president. And like, I don't know how concerned we need to be about like Rochester and like what's happening in like the town of Brighton. You know what I mean?
No, it is definitely important. It's concerning. You're making those decisions for a majority of people.
Right.
And you basically went in there.
They don't know who they're voting for either. Like, I feel like there's no way you can convince, like, do you know who every single person
Stacey,
on that ballot is?
I understand what you're saying. I know it's tough. There's a lot of people that do, yeah, heads or tails. However, you went in there yesterday and basically you just chose whatever name sounds best to you on the ballot.
I mean, are you telling me you know who they all are and what they all do?
Like, well, I try to do to the best of my ability before I go in there. I always try to do research and make sure I know who stands for what.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
for the best of his ability, obviously.
Yeah. Are there some people where I didn't know what their stance was? Yes, 100%. So then it's up to you. Am I going to vote right or am I going to vote left on this?
Right.
But if you're going in there to vote, you have a responsibility to know who does what.
I mean, I just like choose like, you know, the name that sounds like the most attractive.
You said that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep repeating that.
you said that. I know.
But I feel like I'm not the only one. And like, I don't know anything about the Senate. Like, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of people don't. And like, I voted for like the Cooney guy because I couldn't pronounce the other's name. And it's just like, you know, like, but I feel like that's what happens a lot. And that's why, hold on, let me say, I feel that is why politicians like have names like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you sound like a senator. You know what I mean? I can promise you.
Are you saying they have a stage name?
I think so. Like, or like, this is your politics name. Like, and I can just say, like, I promise you, I'm not the only person who votes this way.
I know. And you know what? You're probably right. And that's what's so scary is that people like you are going in there and most likely could be determining who's going to be up for our president, our county officials,
our judges,
whoever,
mm-hmm.
because you decide I'm going to do heads or tails. I mean, how many people, though, have done or are willing to admit, yeah, I get where Stacey's coming from.
585-252-9800. I'm not saying that that's not the case. And I do think there's a lot more people out there like you, Stacey. Although we don't love that, for sure. And I can't sit here and be like, yeah, I know every policy of every person on that ballot. Like, I definitely don't.
Because, like, I mean, they're random. And, like, they don't even have money for commercials. So it's like, how are we supposed to know what they, you know, like, first of all, like, you have a weird name. Like, you couldn't, and second of all, like, you don't have money for commercials. So, like, weird name plus I haven't seen you on commercials. Like, honestly, why should I vote for you?
Right.
Okay. Well, that was scary, but thank you so much for calling in, Stacey.
Thank you. I mean, I think a lot of your listeners probably feel the way that I feel. That's why I wanted to say it. Because, like, yeah,
no, I know. I got your text yesterday when you
texted. She's like, there, I said it.
I don't know. I don't think it's the way to go. But like I said, we all have a responsibility to know what we're doing when we actually go in there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for calling up this morning. Appreciate it. Let's get to some text. Bye, Stacey. Stacey.
Bye.
Okay,
yeah,
have a good
bye.
Day.
Okay, you too.
Oh, my God. What is going on? All right, let's get to some of your text messages here really quick. I'm.
She was on a 10-second delay. I don't know if that was phone or brain, but either way, Stacey was here with us. And there's a lot of people that probably do relate to her, unfortunately.
All right. Let's see. I don't know. It just always drives me absolutely nuts when I hear a 30-something-year-old woman doing a Valley Girl voice in upstate New York. So
right.
Matt says, this girl is killing me right now. These are the type of voters that scare me the most because they can also be the ones responsible for choosing our fate in this country. Yeah, that's what happens when it comes down to voting. Let me get over to... Peaks Y, who's this?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Jordan, what's your thoughts? Go.
Oh my goodness. I am just in shock. I'm also in my 30s. Mm-hmm. I have voted a couple of, at least once before, but I never go into the polls and vote for somebody that I don't know what they're supporting.
Yeah. And
never.
What you heard, like, is what a lot of people I'm sure are doing.
Oh my gosh, it's just mind-blowing to me. I don't understand. How do you vote for somebody that you don't know what they could do to you, to your family, to your children?
Right.
Like, so have you been in a position, Jordan, you've gone in, you saw, you know, you saw what was on the ballot,
absolutely.
And you were just... So you've been in a situation, though, where you're like, I don't know what their stance is, I don't know their views. How did you handle it?
I don't vote. If I don't know information, I'm not going to, you know, make a decision on
right.
somebody else's rights. If they decide they know, you know, I don't think that if you don't know what's going on, that you should be voting for anybody.
I agree. And, you know, everybody has a right to vote. That's your right as a citizen. But there comes a responsibility with being able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the responsibility is being aware. If you're going to pick somebody, make sure you know what they stand for.
Right.
No, I mean, I totally hear you, but I do feel like there is just so much pressure put on the presidential candidates, and that's really all anybody talks about. And from the sounds of it, I think she knew what was going on with that sense. It's the trickle-down effect of all these congressmen, state senates, things of that nature, that there, I'm going to be honest, there's not as much campaigning or things around, I don't know, the propaganda of, oh, the judge, or, oh, the state senate, or, I mean, I don't see it as much as Kamala or Trump.
That's very true. This presidential election is in itself, just the president candidates are just taking, you know, too much, I think.
They're taking precedent.
Yeah, Liz, I think we can all agree that the gravity of this election is, there's a lot at stake here. Jordan, thank you so much for the call. Let me go over to another listener. PXY, what's your name? Hello, PXY, you're live on the air.
See ya. Okay. Yeah.
Let me go over to Sarah. We live in a world where every decision, big or small, affects all of us, you guys. So voting is our chance to have a direct say in those decisions. But people like this girl, Stacy, are allowed to vote and make decisions for us. And I think that's freaking scary. And Michelle says, that was pretty much me yesterday. I don't know half the people I voted for. So it was just kind of a heads or tail the whole way through. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Pray for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I could read right now, but I'm not going to because it's not very nice.
All right, guys. Yeah, there's a lot of people weighing in on this. We'll go ahead. We'll circle back. We'll get to a lot of your calls and texts. Stay there. It's 90 PXY. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely devastating news. If you saw this at all, New York State Thruway Authority maintenance worker was hit and killed yesterday morning on Monday, just after the Buffalo exits when you're heading more towards Pennsylvania. Police responded to the westbound lanes of Interstate 90 near exit 58 in Hanover around 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Investigators determined a westbound vehicle struck a worker outside Thruway Authority vehicle. So I don't know what they were doing or what they were working on. The victim identity has not been released at this time, but the crash remains under investigation. This is why it's honestly so important to follow these work zone speed limits. And I know we had this conversation just a couple weeks ago about how, you know, they're giving out tickets on the cameras and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think it's honestly a group effort in the sense of the driver slowing down, but also having the proper signage to know what the speed limit is, where the work zone is, all of that nature. I know that Governor Kathy Hochul has been pushing for worker safety when it comes to road workers since she's been in office. And she says it was the second fatal crash involving a throughway maintenance worker just this year alone. So that is absolutely terrifying. It came just a week after a tractor trailer driver pled guilty to traffic violations that caused a crash on the throughway in Chilai back in May that killed another worker as well. So listen, this is something that you need to be hyper, hyper aware of, because these road workers are out there trying to just make your commute better and improve the city and state in which you live, and you flying through giving no regard to their life is simply not acceptable.
No, of course. So, like, there are some people who are very mindful, mm-hmm. and then there are people who choose to be reckless. Even yesterday, guy I saw on 490 where they're doing construction,
mm-hmm.
Near the Culver exit, the guy was flying through construction. He was doing at least 80-90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care, clearly, because right. Everybody else slowed down. And I'm like, those are the type of people that are just going to kill someone.
Right.
So just be mindful, especially in those construction zones. So my neighbor yesterday asked me to come to his apartment to help him assemble a bed frame. And I met the guy maybe twice in passing. But being the good neighbor that I am, you know, I wanted to help. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then things took a turn, and I felt like got all sexual.
It was really
bizarre, but I'll share with you how and why, all coming up next after the break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I thought this was funny because yesterday a neighbor stopped me in the lobby, asked me if I would help him put his new bed frame together with him.
And you've never met this man?
No, I have. At first, like, I thought this was an odd request because I really don't know him. I've met him twice in passing. Okay. Nice guy. But I said, yeah, sure, you know, I'll help out a new neighbor who just moved in. I'm trying to be
helpful.
Helpful. Yeah. Nice
neighborly
guy. Nice guy. But I said, sure, you know, let me, whatever you need. And this may sound crazy to you, but I'm at a point in my life where I've watched enough documentaries where I'm fully aware that you can't trust anyone. So I brought a pocket knife with me up to his apartment.
Classic.
It's in the back pocket, you know? And I thought, I was like, this guy's got a nice apartment. I thought I had OCD. This guy's got some serious OCD.
Do you need to have OCD to live in this building?
I think so.
It's like on the application to move in. You're like, do you suffer from OCD or any mental illness? Check. Do you want to move in?
No, but honestly, Breezy, I thought this was like a Raymore and Flanagan showroom. I mean, everything was just in its place. And I was like, oh yeah, this guy and me are probably going to be friends.
Besties. You guys are just cleaning each other's apartments on Saturday mornings. Love it.
I almost slipped and said Ruby Gordon. No, but Raymore and Flanagan showroom. So
no, absolutely not.
IP. I'm helping him with this bed frame. And I'm like, this is a thousand pieces. I'm like, oh, why did I agree to this?
Which is hilarious because I mentioned this 2 weekends ago. I did this, put our king bed frame together with my girlfriend. And I said, you need to do this before you get married, move in with somebody, because it's basically like a saw trap. It'll really test your relationship.
Yeah, and it tests your patience.
For sure.
And I've put together a lot of furniture in my day. IKEA, Wayfair, you name it. I've put together, but this was like another level. And I'm like, oh, this guy's bougie. What is this, bamboo wood? He's like, yeah, it's bamboo. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
so I'm helping him with the bed frame, and I'm looking at the instructions to do this frame he bought off a website. I think it was called Room and Board. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, wow, these are really kind of sexual. Just the assembly, the instructions in general. The whole experience was weird considering as soon as I walked in, I mean, he freaked out that I needed to take off my shoes. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, it's like looking in a mirror.
And I was already planning on doing that, but then he didn't even offer me a drink, like nothing to drink. I'm like, oh, last time I helped this guy out. So anyways, I took a picture of the instructions with my phone on how to assemble this bed frame. And I thought Breezy and I, and intern Hannah, using our sexiest voices,
so sexy,
could read the instructions over some steamy music. And then you guys tell us on whether or not these instructions are totally sexual.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe I need help. which most likely that's probably the case.
Right.
All right, Breeze, you want to start?
I do.
All right, let's get into it, shall we?
So I want to list these parts first. All right. So you're gonna need one headboard with 4" by 7" by 16" hex head bolts. You know what they say about those head bolts,
right?
And then 1-foot-long board in more ways than one. Hannah,
go ahead and read number one, directions for putting the leg together. Okay, ready? Sexiest voice, Hannah.
Place headboard on a clean surface with the bottom facing upward.
Ooh.
You're going to line up that leg with headboard's pre-marked holes.
You're going to attach the legs using 4 screws, using pre-marked holes, and then repeat with the other leg.
You're going to place that footboard on a clean surface with the bottom facing upwards.
You're going to line up leg with footboard's pre-marked holes.
A lot of holes.
Attach the legs using 4 screws, using those pre-marked holes. And then repeat that with the other leg.
By the way, this is a 2-person assembly. So you're going to lean that headboard up against the wall near your desired replacement, with one person holding the side rail and the other person holding the bracket. You're going to hand start those bolts to avoid cross-threading and tightening. We hate a cross-thread.
Really?
That ruins the entire experience.
You get into some hairy territory with a cross-thread. Okay, go ahead, Hannah.
Number two, Hannah.
Okay. Remove locking screw from the footboard bracket with the side rail at a 90-degree angle.
Ooh.
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 Lift one end into footboard post by slipping connecting posts off the side rail into interlocking keyhole on headboard bracket.
Not the keyhole.
Oh, my God. That's the worst part. You got to place those slates on that side rail, matching the slots in each slate to the rivet on the side rails.
Tab rails with rubber mallet.
Yeah.
To ensure they're in that locked position. Just
tap
that ass, you know what I'm saying?
Tools needed for this job were a Phillips screwdriver, which he did not have.
Yeah, but you sure did.
A rubber mallet or hammer, he didn't have that either. And then a socket with a ratchet or a wrench. I mean, I was like, the whole thing was just like, I'm like, dude, you are totally unprepared and you're not even giving me a drink either.
You got to repeat that process on either side of the rail, then reinsert and tighten those loose screws.
What do you think I did halfway through?
Gave up? Well, what I would do.
Yes. I texted my buddy. I was like, hey, man, do you
mind calling me
and saying it's an emergency?
So classic. I do that with my girlfriend. She's like, you're not even on the phone. No one even called.
Like every single woman that's ever been on a horrible date, I texted my buddy. I was like, hey, you got to call me and get me out of this situation. He's like, what's the matter? Where are you? I was like, I'm putting together a bed frame for a neighbor I met twice. He forced me to take my shoes off. I have a pocket knife with me.
Yeah.
I'm dehydrated.
I don't know how you find yourself in these situations. Yes.
Because I'm constantly agreeing to help somebody when I really want to say no. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes down to. Sometimes you just have to say no, and I'm learning how to do that. So my buddy calls me, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I got to head out. And he's like, oh, all right.
It's not even remotely done, but sounds good.
We weren't even close to being done.
Same thing happened to me last night. We put together a 9-cube organizer, and I bought it, and I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, we should put this together together.
Yeah.
She was like, together? I was like, yeah, like, you do it. She's like, no, you're going to do it. Naturally, I assembled it all wrong. We had to redo it 4 times. There was a lot of instructions about pegging and all these other things. And I was just like, I can't read all of a sudden. So,
yeah, I'm telling you, putting together furniture will test your patience, especially if you do it as a couple. I mean, I've seen marriages end.
You know when people go into church for the pre-cana and they have to like do all those things to make sure that they're good to go and their marriage is going to succeed? They should bring them to an IKEA before they 100%. Go through all of that stuff. And be like, hey, put this together. If you guys can make it out alive, we'll sign your marriage certificate.
If you can put this credenza together in a half hour without killing each other, that's it.
It's meant to be.
98 PXY. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.